play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And the starting lineups are being announced between the underdog, slight underdog, Dunlap Golden Eagles, who come in with a record of 19-12. Very impressive run to finish the end of the year on a five-game winning streak, including a 16-point win over Canton in the regional on Wednesday. The Silver Streaks, the top seed at 22-10 here at Geneseo, and coming off their victory, an easy win over Geneseo with the Silver Streaks. Got off to a big lead to start the game and won it by 21 down the stretch. Jim Lee mentioned in the pregame interview, his pregame interview with Dunlap head coach Jeff Barker, same starting five tonight, coach. That is the case, and here they are. Jacob Taylor, a 5'11 senior. Toriano Holly, a 5'8 senior. Evan Webb, a 6'4 post player, just a junior, and two other seniors in the starting lineup. Brett Renner and Alex Sorensen. Sorensen, the big guy at 6'8, can really cause some problems for the Silver Streaks. And Renner, from the outside, can also cause some real problems as well. For the Silver Streaks, it's Devin Ross and Ethan Meeker, two sophomores in the backcourt. Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks, the two seniors. Jones at 5'11, Parks at 6'. And Grant Gibson, the 6'2 junior. And what a night we anticipate here tonight, Jim Lee. These two teams have played twice already. It reminded me back in the 93-94 season when the Streaks had two terrific games against Peoria Richwoods. And after playing them for the second time at the State Farm Tournament, just kind of had that, you just kind of knew then, these two teams are going to end up playing again. These have been too good of a games not to happen again. We felt the same way about Dunlap when we saw them in our King tournament as well.
And ever since Christmas, you know, it almost feels like a conference team. We've played them and we've watched them a lot. At the holiday tournament, we sat and watched them beat Chicago Vocational, and they played great that night.
And Dunlap wins the tip. Toriano Holly, a 5'8 senior, will bring it into the front court. Guarded by Ethan Meeker as the Streaks open in a man defense. Here's Renner with it on the left side. Now up top, Alex Sorensen at 6'8". He can shoot the perimeter shot. They really want him inside where he's got a size advantage on Tyson Parks. But Tyson's probably got the athleticism to keep up with it. Here's Renner faking the three, trying to drive past Ross. Poked away by Ethan Meeker. Now stolen away from Grant Gibson. Dunlap gets it back. Down the lane, Sorensen misses the shot off the rim. And Devin Ross comes up with a rebound. So an early miss, and what could have gotten Dunlap off to a big start getting the opening basket. Here's Grant Gibson at the high post. Crossover dribble. Shoots and scores from the free throw line. 2-0 Galesburg in the early going. Gibson had a big game offensively down at Taylorville. Sorensen answered with a 26-point effort when Dunlap beat Galesburg back in January at Dunlap. Webb on the outside getting a little hand check from Grant Gibson. Let's see how closely this one gets called here tonight. Renner curling around, dishes it back out to Jacob Taylor. A defensive specialist, does not contribute much offensively. Here's Webb with a 17-foot jumper, rolls it through. And Dunlap scores a minute 15 into the game. We're tied at two.
You know, Webb's the guy, he's one of the few guys on their team that's not a senior on that. He's a junior, but he does everything well. He's just a kind of a Mike Tapper type player from years gone by.
Jones drives, and then Tyson Parks gets fouled. Good look from Denzel driving down the right side of the lane. He drew the defense, bounced it through the lane to Parks, who got fouled going up for the shot. And at the 6:32 mark, there's the first foul of the game on Alex Sorensen for Dunlap.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Barker wants to do with his sophomore that's 6'7", as Parks makes the first free throw on a 3-2 Galesburg lead. They've been playing a little more this Joe Robinette. He's 6'7". He's not got a whole lot of polish, but against Galesburg, if they want to run that zone, if he and Sorensen are out there at the same time, it could cause us some problems.
Parks makes two very good-looking free throws. Galesburg up 4-2. We're just underway in the regional title. Galesburg looking for their second straight crown for the first time since the late 90s when they won three in a row and four in five seasons. Here's Alex Sorensen from the left baseline. Good defense by the Streaks. Taylor drives in, pull-up jumper, rattles it through the rim, and unexpected points for Dunlap from Jacob Taylor, who ties the game at four.
Yeah, he's their defensive specialist. That's probably about his range there with a short jumper in the paint, but he got that one down.
Up top, Grant Gibson, just to the right of the top of the circle, dribbles to the free throw line, scoops it out to Denzel Jones, drives baseline, got caught under the basket, throws it out, and Devin Ross chases it down on the wing, bounce pass out to Meeker, right back to Ross, drives baseline, pass Sorensen, feeds it into the corner to Denzel for three and off the back of the rim, rebound thrown off the floor by Dunlap, picked up by Jacob Taylor. Golden Eagles looking for their first lead of the game with Renner, driving down the left side, pull up from 12 feet, off the back of the rim, Devin Ross with his second rebound. First chance to take the lead for Dunlap. Spinning at the other end. Grant Gibson lost it on the way up. Stolen away by Taylor under the basket. And here comes Dunlap right back.
Yeah, Taylor's job all night is to hound Grant Gibson. That time Grant got some baseline, but a little too quick in there. And Taylor able to get the thing as Grant lost it going towards the basket.
On the right side, this is Renner just inside the volleyball spike line, driving past, using a screen from Sorensen all the way, but a charge foul as Renner made the shot, but Denzel waiting in the lane draws the foul, and that's the turnover on Dunlap, and it negates their first lead of the game.
Yeah, heck of a job by Denzel to get in there because Renner loves to penetrate. He couldn't quite get his momentum stopped. He made the shot, but Denzel may have acted a little bit, but took the chest-to-chest charge. Nice job by Denzel.
Two fouls on Dunlap, one on Renner, one on Sorensen. Meeker with a dribble out high, gives off to Gibson. Running a little weave, drives down the left side of the lane. Pull-up jumper with the right hand scores. Four in the game for Gibson. It's 6-4 Galesburg. Back comes Dunlap quickly. Holly in the lane. Has the ball stripped away. Loose ball. Gibson picks it up. Waits for the defense to clear, and now gets it into the front court, left side Jones. Driving into the lane. Scoops it off right into the hands of Sorensen, who intercepted the pass intended for Tyson Parks. Now Renner, pass Ross, into the front court. Pull up at the free throw line, scores with the left hand. Teams trading points here in the early going. Back to back we go. We're tied at six, not quite halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, their point guard, Renner, unlike a lot of their team, loves to get out in that frenzied pace. He finds open spots on the court.
Long three by Grant Gibson. 3 feet behind the top of the arc. He's got seven, and Galesburg leads 9-6. Renner will walk it into the front court where Ross waits to pick him up. Dribbling right through the midcourt circle, gets it over to Taylor on the outside. Streaks back off, giving him plenty of room. Now puts the ball on the floor a couple of times, dribbling right in front of that noisy Galesburg student section. Renner down the left side, cut off by the double team. Holly, pull-up jumper at the free throw line, rattles in and out. And the rebound by Tyson Parks. Good-looking shot by Toriano Holly. Unlucky with the rim, though, and Streaks tried to build on a three-point lead here. Pass stolen away. Taylor got in front of the pass from Ross to Gibson, knocked it out of bounds, though. Galesburg hangs on to it. And here, for his first action of the season against the Dunlap Golden Eagles, comes Joe Williams, who was not playing for the Silver Streaks in those last two meetings. Gibson will inbound it right in front of a noisy Dunlap student section who lets Grant hear it standing 3 feet away from him.
We thought we'd see strictly zoned by Dunlap, but they're in the man again right now.
Gibson out high, a little bit of room to maneuver. Swings it left side, now Meeker has it on the wing. Dribbling back out high, trying to find an opening in the lane. Reverses back to Gibson, pull up at the free throw line off the back of the rim. Kisses twice off the glass to Joe Williams. High off the glass. Sorensen made him alter the shot. He missed it, and Webb comes down with a rebound. Here's Dunlap back on offense, down by three.
Yeah, Joe really intimidated by the big guy that time. Threw up a wild shot, just trying not to get it blocked.
Down the lane, stolen away, knocked away from Webb. Now Gibson gets knocked down, and a push foul called on Evan Webb. As Grant came away with a steal and then contact from the backside. Four turnovers on Dunlap and three team fouls now. First of the game on Webb.
Yeah, Grant probably got away with one there. He really was pushing Webb off there. And when he got to the ball, then Webb ends up getting the foul. They've let both teams play pretty physical here early on. Just three fouls called so far.
Williams cut off as he tries to penetrate. Now Gibson has it. Grant calling out Joe to set the screen, dribbling to his left, now gives it back to Williams. Fakes the three, drives, dishes it over to Gibson on the wing, fakes, trying to drive on Taylor. A block by Sorensen, and a loose ball collected by Renner for Dunlap. Quickly into the front court, Holly on the left wing. Meeker cuts him off, Holly can't penetrate, trying to work around to Sorensen's screen, dribbles it all the way back out high. Meeker hangs right with him, now the pass gets away to Taylor on the left side. Up top it goes to Webb. 9-6, Galesburg early. Dunlap with the ball. Sorensen double team, gets it out to Taylor for three, and it's a little bit long. The weak side down to Joe Williams for Galesburg. Quickly driving, Meeker off balance, in the lane, rolls in and out. Rebound Sorensen, foul from the backside by Tyson Parks. That's the first foul of the game on Galesburg.
Well, Alex Sorensen's value to this Dunlap team every bit as big on the defensive end as it is offensively. He has altered some shots inside, blocked a couple of shots already, actually stole a pass in the lane. So defensively, he's been great. Offensively, if I'm Dunlap, I want him to turn around and shoot a few shots. I mean, they've got it down to him in the low post, and he just keeps kicking it out. He's got to turn around, face up, and make some shots. There's nobody going to block that shot. And for Dunlap, they're going to need him to score if they're going to have a chance against Galesburg tonight.
Nice. Under 2 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Renner cut off in the lane. Good defense by Joe Williams. Now lobs it into Sorensen. Fronted and backed by the Galesburg defense, and the Streaks get him. Who are they going to call it on? Grant Gibson, it looks like. Otherwise, it would have been the second foul on Tyson Parks, and that really would have hurt the Silver Streaks. So fortunate that Gibson gets the foul, not Parks, and Sorensen goes to the line shooting two. 1:49 to go in the opening quarter. 9-6 Galesburg. Sorensen to the line looking for his first points of the night. And the first one is off the back of the rim. Goes straight up in the air and drops to the cylinder.
You see a few of those every year. Not many. He sure caught a break on that one.
First point of the night for 6'8", Alex Sorensen. Bound for Northern Michigan University after he graduates this year. Second free throw spinning up and off the back of the rim of the miss this time. And Tyson Parks clears for his second rebound. Galesburg on top, 9-7. Then a low-scoring first quarter that favors Dunlap if this keeps up. Joe Williams drives down the right side. Double team, kicks it back out to Denzel. Drives down the lane. Alters his shot on the way up. Knocked out of bounds by Sorensen. And the Streaks will get it back.
The long arms of Sorensen blocked that because Denzel tried to go up and under, and Sorensen just reached all the way behind him and got the ball.
And never really left his feet doing it
no.
either. In the lane, Gibson at the free throw line. Tries to put the move on. Oh, now here's a steal. Sorensen reached right away. Schellenberg hung with him on the defense, and then Sorensen reached right in, stole it away from Grant Gibson. Now Holly with it outside the free throw line, gets it over to Schellenberg. Dumps it down low to Jimmy Cross with a turnaround shot. A little bit strong off the rim. Rebound tipped out to Joe Williams. Here comes Galesburg in transition. Joe all the way with a layup.
That's what the Silver Streaks want. Get out, get some openings there, and not let Dunlap set up in the half-court defense with the big guy.
Biggest lead for Galesburg at 11-7, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Jimmy Cross with it on the right side at 6'2", a senior. I'll tell you more about him. Jim picked up an interesting story about Cross. Here's driving in the lane. Holly skips it out to Cross for three from the wing. No, rebound put back. Sorensen comes up too short, and the rebound knocked out of bounds on the baseline. I think Galesburg touched it last, and Dunlap gets it.
Boy, how Dunlap missed those two, especially Sorensen. Hurriedly tried to put the shot back and didn't even hardly catch any rim. So the Streaks catching some breaks. Sorensen missing a couple of shots he's got to make here in the first quarter.
On the inbound, Cross gets it into Renner on the left wing. On the right wing, rather, dribbling it left toward the top of the circle, and a foul called on Joe Williams, who picked up a lot of those when he came back from the 20-game suspension. And then that kind of calmed itself down here in about the last 3 weeks of the season. But if Joe's going to pick up those kind of fouls tonight, he won't be out there very long. Logan Davis comes in, and Tyson Parks gets a breather. Second foul of the game on the Silver Streaks. Call that the third foul, actually. One on Gibson, one on Parks, and now one on Joe Williams. 34.5 seconds to go in the first quarter. 4-point Galesburg lead. Jimmy Cross on the inbound, bounces it over to Renner. Pull up from 15 feet off the back of the rim. Rebound, Ross goes up high for it. Outlet pass to Grant Gibson, and he can't chase it down on the outlet pass to the baseline, out of bounds, back to Dunlap.
Silver Streaks with 5 turnovers right now, and unusually high amounts. In a case like that, though, Mike Reynolds was clapping. He just liked the fact we were trying to get the thing down the court.
And Gibson, had the pass been lower where he could get it, he would have been able to rein that in and get an easy layup as he was out in front of the pack, but Ross's pass was just too long. Here's Sorensen on the baseline. Matchup advantage on him on Logan Davis. He misses the shot, gets it back on the rebound. That won't go. Cross with the putback. Gets fouled from Devin Ross up over the top. Too many opportunities for Dunlap down low.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. The Eagles haven't been able to cash in on anything underneath the basket. That was really a mishandled play by Sorensen. He spun to the right to the baseline, got himself too far behind the backboard. He got bailed out by Jimmy Cross there on the weak side, and now he'll have a couple of free throws with 5 seconds to go in the quarter.
5.3 seconds to be specific. First free throw by Cross is good. It's 11-8 Galesburg. Four team fouls on the Silver Streaks, getting hammered on the boards here in the early going, and Galesburg played the first 14 and a half minutes of the game against Geneseo Tuesday night without turning the ball over. They have five turnovers here in the first quarter that's prevented them from building a bigger lead. Cross makes both free throws. It's a two-point game.
Cross will sit down. Webb comes back in. If you let Cross get inside position on the boards, good luck. He's 260 pounds at 6'2". He's a big boy.
Streaks have 5 seconds to take it the length of the court. Joe Williams across midcourt. Fires a three off the back of the rim. That's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg 11. Dunlap 9 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Galesburg will have the ball to start quarter number two here at Geneseo in the regional championship in Class 3A against Dunlap. 11-9 Galesburg after one. Joe Williams, jump stop inside the free throw line, dishes it back out to Devin Ross, throws it behind him out of bounds.
Boy, those are the wasted possessions we just can't afford. You know, if you're Dunlap, you probably feel pretty good coming out of that quarter because I thought the Silver Streaks outplayed them in a lot of respects. Dunlap shot just 3 of 13, yet they're within 2 points.
Out-rebounded the Silver Streaks, but not by as much as I thought till I added everything up at the end. It was a lot closer than I thought it might be. Renner drives, gets it off to Webb underneath, and a clean block by Tyson Parks, and here comes Devin Ross out with it for Galesburg, leading the break inside the free throw line. The one-handed teardrop rolls off, and the rebound by Webb for Dunlap. Back comes Dunlap. Troiano Holly inside the free throw line, circles one around the rim, and we are tied at 11. First basket of the game for the senior, Troiano Holly.
Yeah, Holly, a little guy, very quick at 5'8". He's not going to launch many threes, but he loves that shot at the free throw line. He just stole the ball away from Meeker, and then he got called for travel.
Interesting. As he came away with the ball, the official, I guess, said he just didn't get the feet down on the, or get the ball down on the floor quickly enough. So offsetting turnovers denies a chance for Dunlap to take its first lead of the game. We're tied at 11, just a minute into the second quarter. Ross, Gibson, Parks, Meeker. Here's Ethan for three, way outside. Long rebound to Tyson Parks. Dishes it back out to Meeker. Drives, pull up with the right hand, up and in. Credit to Tyson Parks, keeping it alive for the Silver Streaks. We're back on top by two.
And Meeker getting right back after it. Wasn't dismayed that he missed that shot. Just went right back to the basket strong and got it down the second time.
First points of the game for the sophomore shooting guard for the Silver Streaks. Sorensen on the outside. Pull up. High post. Left side. Missed it. Under the basket. Meeker gets the rebound away from Taylor. Into the front court. Here's Gibson lobbing it down low to Parks. Turn around with the right hand. Can't knock it down. And then Webb knocks the ball out of bounds. Looked like he was trying to deflect it over to Renner on the weak side. And Renner couldn't catch up to it. So the Streaks get a fortunate dead ball rebound. Gibson, left of the basket. Looking, lobs it out through the hands of Tyson Parks, slamming onto the floor. Renner goes up high for it with a steal. Down the left side with a left hand off the glass and in.
Nice hesitation by Renner. I thought he was going to pass the thing, and then he elevates and gets that shot off the glass. He loves that shot on the move.
Five ties already in this game. We're 6 minutes to go in the first half. Gibson down the left side. Pass Taylor, left hand shot, rolls in and out. And the rebound to Sorensen into the front court. Troiano Holly for Dunlap. Hesitation move to the free throw line. Out to Sorensen for three. Banks it in. First basket of the game for Alex Sorensen. gives Dunlap its first lead at 16-13.
Yeah, a little luck that time. Sorensen has been too strong on a number of his shots and his free throws, but that time got enough strong enough to kiss it off the glass.
Williams inside the free throw line, squares up his body. That one's off the rim, rebound back to him, and he's fouled on the putback. I think that's the second one on Sorensen, and the Streaks get a Johnny-on-the-spot rebound put back by Joe Williams.
Yep, that was just a bit of good fortune right there, the way that ball bounced, and Williams took advantage of it. Sorensen will grab a seat here as Jimmy Cross checks in for him.
Second foul of the game on Alex Sorensen. 5:24 to go in the first half. Gets Galesburg back within one at 16-15. Williams to finish off the three-point play ties the game. So the Streaks trail for the first time tonight and come right back with a traditional three-point play to tie it back up at 16. A little token pressure by the Streaks. Dunlap into the front court. Left side Taylor guarded by Ross. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now with Sorensen out of the game. Renner dribbling it left over to Holly near the wing. Backs up between the circles. Let's see if they can solve this Galesburg zone. Holly on the outside. You better believe they'll try to get Renner open from the outside or trying to find an opening in that streak zone. Not a lot of movement here by Dunlap on the perimeter. Taylor and Renner on the outside. Gets it back to Holly in the midcourt circle. That energizes the Galesburg student section.
Well, I think Dunlap will be very patient. When Sorensen's on the bench, they don't mind working a little time off the clock to try and get a good shot.
Good screen by Webb. Frees up Cross for the three as they skipped it up over the top. Parks got the rebound and then threw it over the head of Ethan Meeker out of bounds. So right back on offense comes Dunlap. Nine first-half turnovers for Galesburg.
And that's been the biggest problem. I think we'd be in pretty good shape. But those nine turnovers, very uncharacteristic. And a lot of them really not in the pressure situations. They're throwing it away.
Tied at 16, 4.5 minutes to go first half. Renner right side, dribbles past Williams, now to Taylor. Just inside the volleyball spike line, bounces it over to Renner on the right side, lobs it to the baseline. Webb draws the double team, skips it back out. Renner trying to find an opening in the lane over to Holly left side. Baseline, got it. First basket since early in the quarter for Toriano Holly. Puts Dunlap back on top, 18-16.
And Renner able to get to the side of the lane, drove the defense to him, and then just a little flip pass to Holly. He's short, but he was wide open on the baseline.
Meeker with it on the left wing, trying to spin past Holly, who cuts him off on the baseline. Now Ross on the outside. Streaks haven't had a lot of success inside. Here's Williams driving with a left hand. Missed it off the glass. Rebound knocked around. Taylor out with it on the rebound for the Eagles. 2-on-1 all the way. And he rolls it off the rim. And the rebound deflected to Holly. Back underneath. Off Webb. Two Cross up and in from the low blocks. They out-hustle the Silver Streaks down low. Battling hard for the rebound. And got the offensive basket to take their biggest lead of the game at 20-16. Left side Meeker fakes a three. Free throw line. Dishes it back out to Gibson. Trying to drive on Taylor. Scoops it back to Ross. To the baseline. Cut off there. Dribbled it out of bounds.
Turnover number 10 on the Silver Streaks. Mike Reynolds going to take a timeout. And Dunlap surviving with Alex Sorensen on the bench with two fouls.
Full timeout. 3:16 to go first half. Dunlap 20. Galesburg 16. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Coming up Monday morning at 8:10 on the WGIL Morning News, we'll talk with City Engineer Wayne Carl about the pothole problem on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
3:16 to go in the first half. Silver Streaks trailing Dunlap 20-16. Galesburg led by two at the end of the first quarter. We have had six ties in this game. But Dunlap with its biggest lead now at 20-16, a four-point edge and the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Streaks are going to put on a little full-court pressure. I think the Galesburg timeout for Mike Reynolds more than anything just to get his team to settle down. And here's a steal and a foul as Galesburg got it. Gave it right back to Grant Gibson and got fouled from the backside by Schellenberg, poking it out of his hands, and a good foul by Schellenberg. Otherwise, it was an easy one for Gibson.
And the pressure pays off immediately for the Silver Streaks. And how often have we seen this? We take a timeout, come out with some pressure, and make some things happen.
Well, when you're not making shots or when you're turning the ball over yourself, it's hard to set up your pressure. Gibson makes the first free throw. That snaps the little mini Dunlap run there. Gets Galesburg within three with 3:09 to go. Second free throw rattles off. Parks with a rebound putback. What we saw so many times late in the season for Tyson Parks is rebounding missed free throws. He does it there again to pull the Streaks within one. And then the Galesburg gets called on a push foul on the full court pressure.
I think I got Joe for a second.
Yep.
And quickly, Devin Ross comes to the scorer's table. Joe will sit down.
Five team fouls on Galesburg. 20-19, Dunlap by one. Under 3 minutes to go now here in this first half. Ross and Meeker in the backcourt. Holly throws it off Devin Ross's foot out of bounds. A wise move by the senior with pressure in the backcourt and time ticking away. So he calmly throws it off a Streaks player to get it out of bounds, and they get it in back to Holly now, close to the Galesburg basket. Now Renner up court to Holly across the timeline, traveled with it. Didn't get the ball on the floor in time.
Absolutely.
Seven turnovers now on Dunlap, and they've barely gotten the ball into the front court since that Galesburg timeout 26 seconds ago.
Yeah, really surprised with Renner and Holly and their experience that they have not handled this situation better. They have not attacked the Galesburg pressure and turned it over three times.
Gibson skips it over left side to Denzel Jones, still looking for his first basket of the game. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame, Denzel gets close to 10 points. We like our chances. He scores four or five. It's going to be tough. On the outside, Gibson drives, jump stop in the lane, switches hands, up and in with the right hand, and the Streaks are back on top.
Well, and that's what we can do when Sorensen is not in there. If he's in there, that shot doesn't get up, but Grant can take it right to the rack now.
5-0 run, dribbling. Holly dumps it off to Schellenberg, cut off on the low blocks as the Streaks got back defensively, and they set up that zone now. Bounce pass to the right side over to Cross, trying to drive on Tyson Parks. Takes it right at him. Shot rolls off. Tyson with a rebound, trying to get it away, and gets over to Denzel Jones. Parks in the game with six rebounds already. Here's a three on the other end. No. Meeker gets bumped coming down to the rebound. Now driving right side. Leaves it off through the lane. Parks goes up for it. Puts up the shot. Missed it badly. And the rebound. Parks fouls Jimmy Cross, who came down with it. Streaks out very aggressive underneath the basket. And then once the second shot didn't go down, too aggressive as Tyson reached in trying to poke it away and picks up his second foul.
Yep, Tyson very active as we need him to be in there. He'll take a rest now as Logan Davis will check in. Parks gets a nice hand from the Galesburg faithful. This is close to a home game for Galesburg. A great turnout for the Silver Streaks here tonight.
Inbound, nearly stolen away by Meeker. They get it to Renner, who now leads the break. He's got a one-on-three down the lane. A reach-in by Galesburg prevents Renner from taking it all the way to the basket. He gets two free throws. What a move by Brett Renner. There were three white jerseys pretty much running with him all the way from half court to a good 6 feet inside the free throw line, and he still is going to go to the line shooting free throws on the first foul on Denzel Jones. Renner eyes it, trying to tie this game up again. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound off Denzel Jones's foot, and Dunlap gets it back. Renner in the lane, out to Taylor, right side cross, drives, shoots over Gibson, too strong. Rebound deflected out by Meeker, who chases it down on the baseline. Galesburg into the front court. Meeker, left side. Ross drives baseline, and he steps on the baseline again. Second time he's done that, and the Streaks turn it over, denying a chance to build on the lead here.
A bit of agony for both fan bases, because each team, you think, okay, here they're rolling, and then as soon as that happens, then they make a few mistakes and let the other team back in it. Hence a one-point game here with 1:20 to go before half. Dunlap will not apparently bring Sorensen in until the second half with his two fouls, and you can tell offensively they're a little lost without their big man out there.
They built a four-point lead with him on the bench. Galesburg scored five straight to take a one-point lead here. So they're not getting blown out of the gym with him on the bench. Both teams have had opportunities but have not been able to separate. Here's Cross from the free throw line off the back of the rim. Grant Gibson with his first rebound of the game for Galesburg.
Cross has missed a bunch of shots. We saw him bury some shots, especially at that holiday tournament where we watched him play, but hasn't had much touch tonight.
He's 1-for-7. Jones with a spin move. Leaves it off under the basket for Logan Davis. What an assist from Denzel Jones.
Yep, little showtime there for Denzel. He made it all happen there, and Logan finished it off.
23-20. Galesburg has scored seven straight with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Taylor to the free throw line, draws contact, dumps it off to Webb as Denzel fell down, and a block by the Silver Streaks, and then Galesburg can't handle it with the ball coming out with it, and rolls it out of bounds. Dunlap hangs on to it.
Defensive rebound, turnover, or did we ever have possession?
I don't think they really ever had possession.
All right.
On the inbounds cross. Bounces it out to Taylor on the outside.
Got to think Dunlap will go for one here.
Under 20 seconds to go. Holly trying to lose Meeker on the outside. Dribbles to the baseline. Gives it off to Cross. Nope. Put up the shot. Rebound by Webb. Caught under the basket by a double team. Kicks it out to Taylor with 8 seconds to go. Now Webb from the baseline. Scores. His first basket since he opened the game for Dunlap. 1 second to go. Ross off the rebound, off the back of the backboard. And Galesburg takes a 1 point lead into the locker room, 23-22. Halftime statistics, an interview with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back. Streaks by one at the regional title game at Geneseo. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
McDonald's McCafe coffee is made with 100% Arabica beans. That's important because it's hard to morning in the focus. And without a good cup of coffee, your function just doesn't brain. It's think to difficult, and having a simple impossible is totally conversation. That's why McDonald's McCafe coffee starts at just a dollar, which is nice because everything is without it, off kilter. Start your day right with a McCafe coffee and an Egg McMuffin. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. A la carte only, price and participation may vary.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. at Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Heart Seekers returns on the weekend of the 21st and 22nd at Bethel Baptist Church in Galesburg. Featured speakers are Gloria Gaither and Allison Spear. Check with Brighter Life Bookshop for complete details or click our events calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Now, this game's been about what you would expect in a regional championship game. Two teams playing extremely hard, fighting for every possession, loose balls, rebounds, everything that you could expect. Unfortunately, statistically, it hasn't led to very good numbers, Jim, but it's been a fun, exciting game to watch here with the Streaks up by one, 23-22 over Dunlap.
Yeah, and both teams getting a lot of shots off. In fact, I would have not guessed that at halftime, Dunlap would have fired up 29 shots in this one, but they haven't got much to show for it.
No.
Just 9 of 29 for the Eagles. Again, one of those cases where you look at the scoreboard, Galesburg's up 1 point, but if you're Dunlap, you've gone 9 for 29 in the first half, and your 6'8 center sat most of the second quarter on the bench in foul trouble. You got to feel pretty blessed at halftime to still be right in the thick of this ball game. Part of that because the Silver Streaks are turning it over too often. We've got 11 turnovers on Galesburg in that first half. Dunlap had 6.
Add him for 7.
Okay, let's add one more. Let's see. We haven't compared rebounding numbers since this thing started. I've got Dunlap 8, 12, 15.
Yes.
Silver Streaks with 7, 8. My goodness. 13, 19.
I got us for 20.
Silver Streaks did a big job on the offensive glass there a couple of times. And so, yeah, of course, you're going to have a lot of rebounds when the other team's going 9 for 29, sure. I guess. And so that's the way it stacks up as far as the stat sheet.
Other numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Dunlap hasn't put up many perimeter shots, just 1 of 3 from behind the arc. Same for the Silver Streaks. They have been heavily concentrated on the inside as well. Streaks are 1 of 4 from behind the arc. Ellsberg 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Dunlap 3 of 4. Dunlap's biggest lead in the first half was 4 at 20-16. Galesburg's biggest lead, I think, was 3. Nope, they were also up 4 at 11-7. So it's been that kind of a game. We've also had 6 ties in this game and a 1-point halftime lead for Galesburg, 23-22. Take a break here on the halftime show. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back and run through some of the other postseason scores as we're collecting those from around the area as well. Silver Streaks by 1, 23-22 at the half, over Dunlap at the Geneseo Regional Championship. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of light freezing rain or snow after midnight tonight, lows of 28. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the morning, highs of 36. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows dropping down around 16. Sunday, sunny with highs of 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 32. And finally, Monday, sunshine with highs up around 58. Monday night, cloudy with lows of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
During the radio auction, bid number 204, Harley-Davidson Kitchen Pack from Nice Harley-Davidson.
The bidding begins Saturday, March 22nd, starting at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, where the Silver Streaks lead here at Geneseo 23-22 over Dunlap at halftime of the regional championship. We'll run through the individual scoring here for you in just a moment. Halftime at Rock Island, where the host Rocks lead United Township in the 4A regional title, 27-13. The Rocks on top by 14 there. Bloomington Central Catholic leads Rockridge in the Class 2A sectional at Olympia High School. Rockridge undefeated on the season and number one in Class 2A, trailing Bloomington Central Catholic by 5 at the half, 33-28. Dixon leads Mendota, 26-24. Mendota, the top seed in the regional there. Dixon has won 22 games this season, so not a huge surprise there. They will play into the Peoria sectional, where the Silver Streaks will be headed on Tuesday if they can advance out of here tonight. And at the half down at Quincy, the host Blue Devils trailing Edwardsville 32-26 in the 4A regional title there. So just some of the scores for you in postseason action around the area. Both teams back out onto the floor warming up. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman momentarily. Very balanced scoring for Dunlap. Nobody putting up huge numbers here in the first half so far. Toriano Holly, Evan Webb, Brett Renner, Alex Sorensen, and Jimmy Cross all have 4 points apiece. Jacob Taylor has 2. Jim Lee is now with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Let's get his word, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Okay, as close as we thought it would be, what was the message at halftime?
You know, that we've got to take care of the ball a little bit on the offensive end. We made some careless turnovers away from the basket by trying to play too fast. On the defensive end, I thought we played really well. We've got to secure rebounds there. We came away with balls tapped, and they ended up with it and got second chance points. We felt like we carried the play. The game's close because we got in our own road. We've got to go back out there and attack and make some layups as we get it inside, and we'll be okay, we think.
Were you surprised they played as much man in the first half as they did?
Yeah, they've been a man-to-man team all year long, and we've not seen them play zone hardly at all, and I felt like that because we were getting to the rim and stuff like that, they felt like they'd play zone, but that's a little out of character for them. So we had him on the run a little bit.
Yeah. Well, with Sorensen in there, do you change your offensive flow attacking the basket at all because of the shot blocking?
No, I think that we continue to move the ball and try to do things that we can. But when we get in there, we got to go at him. He's got two fouls, and we got to see if he'll play tentatively or maybe get a third one on him.
All right. So I guess the message, just calm down and play.
Calm down a little bit, but still be aggressive if you can do that.
Thanks,
Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime, where the Streaks lead Dunlap 23-22. Individual scoring for the Silver Streaks. Grant Gibson, the only player in double figures with 10. Joe Williams off the bench with 5. Tyson Parks has 4. And leads Galesburg in rebounding with 7. Logan Davis off the bench and Ethan Meeker each have 2. Devin Ross and Denzel Jones have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Nobody for Galesburg advanced in the three-point showdown tonight. Alan Massey and Kevontae Shaw each had 8. But you had to get 9 to get it into the shootout. That's all right with Coach Mike Reynolds. He's much more focused on the game. His team leads as we start the third quarter. Dunlap with the ball. Brett Renner, Toriano Holly, Evan Webb, Jacob Taylor, and Alex Sorensen. The starting 5 on the floor to start the second half for Dunlap. They lob it into Sorensen. Deflected away by Tyson Parks. Webb tries to throw it off Parks. And Ethan Meeker comes out with it for Galesburg. Leading by 1. Trying to build on the lead here early in the third quarter with Devin Ross. Tyson Parks, Denzel Jones, Grant Gibson, and Ethan Meeker, the 5 who started the game to start the second half as well. Here's Meeker left wing for 3, and the Streaks open the second half and build their biggest lead of the game at 26-22.
Ethan looked very comfortable delivering that ball, and the Streaks would love to see that opening another 3 or 4 times in this half.
Renner, right side Taylor. On the wing to the free throw line, Webb lobs it in, opening for Sorensen, right to the basket, up and in with the right hand. Streaks get too much room in the lane for Alex Sorensen, who made that one look easy. He's got 6 to lead Dunlap. Gibson into the front court. Meeker on the right side. Shot 1 from the left side. Works his way inside the arc. Gets it back out to Gibson. Long 3 off the back of the rim. And the rebound to a soaring Jacob Taylor from the left side.
He showed you his athleticism there. Taylor got way up.
Renner for 3, and he puts Dunlap back on top. 27-26. A quick 5-point swing. Renner with 7 now for the Eagles.
Yeah, each one of these teams has had some 4- and 5-point runs here in this ball game, and maybe look for that to continue.
On the left side, Jones back to Gibson. Up top to Ethan Meeker, traveled with it. Stutter step before he put the ball on the floor with a dribble. And Galesburg with another turnover early on here in the second half, kind of picking up where they left off in the first two quarters.
Yeah, Meeker just like Toriano Holly earlier in this ball game for Dunlap, a wide open court, but just trying to get that first step too quickly and traveled out there with nobody else around.
Dunlap with 5 straight points and a 1-point lead back on offense. Taylor on the left side looking for Sorensen on the inside. Webb comes out for it, right side over to Renner. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Webb at the top of the circle, cut off by Gibson, gives over to Renner, steps left, right back to Webb on the give and go, backs his way in, spins to the inside, now skips it back out to Taylor on the wing. Good defense by Grant Gibson, otherwise Webb had an easy shot. Renner with it now on the right wing, swings the ball down low, Meeker cuts him off in the lane, backdoor cut, stolen away by Gibson, intended for Webb. 2 turnovers to open the second half for Dunlap, even with the 5-point run. Meeker drives, shoots over Sorensen, comes up short. And the big man Sorensen for Dunlap collects his 6th rebound. Quick shot by Galesburg the other way. Here comes Dunlap right back, leading by 1. Taylor, near his own student section, dribbles right to the top of the circle. Holly comes out high for the pass. Now left side under the wing, Webb lobs it into Sorensen. Draws 2 defenders, steps inside Tyson Parks. Gets the shot for the low blocks. And a foul could make it an 8-0 run for Dunlap.
Now that's what you worry about. Sorensen was resting the whole second quarter. He knew he needed to put this team on his back to some degree in the second half. And it's 6'8" down there. If they can get him the ball, he's a real problem. So far, he's not been nearly as good as Himmelman was for Geneseo when we played them. But you got a feeling that Sorensen's going to have a big second half.
He had 4 in the first half. He already has 4 to start the second half. We played just over 2.5 minutes, and the free throw is good. And Dunlap matches its biggest lead at 30-26. They have scored 8 in a row. And the full court pressure by the Eagles. Gibson into the front court. Good collection by Tyson Parks with a pass up high and behind him a little bit. Now Williams on the outside, swinging over left side to Meeker. Cut off by Taylor there. Here's Dunlap going to that zone, which we talked about in the first half. Williams shoots from the free throw line over the top of it. Missed it. Renner with a rebound, leading the break into the front court. To the free throw line, down the lane with a left hand up and in. He just flipped it up from the hip, and it's a 6-point Dunlap lead. Full timeout, Galesburg. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
You think Renner's out of control going down the lane, and then he throws up something like that, nothing but net.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. Jim had the honors driving up again here.
Yes, another Nissan Altima. This time step up to a nice, I think it's a 3.5. I can't remember, but it's beautiful, beautiful red Altima. It's got the big engine in it. We utilize that a little bit coming up. And leather seats. Didn't have to use the heated seats on the way up. We might on the way back tonight. But just another in the great line of Nissans that the folks at Galesburg Nissan have provided for us all season long. Football, girls basketball, boys basketball. We've been able to take different kinds of the whole fleet out. We appreciate every single one of them. Great ride. Stop by. Take a look at the certified pre-owned selection at Galesburg Nissan and ask about, well, the basketball edition, the Nissan Altima that we're driving up here tonight.
A 10-0 Dunlap run has forced Galesburg to use its second timeout. Dunlap with its biggest lead at 32-26. We still have just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long way to go in this game. The Streaks don't want to fall further behind. Dunlap can really slow things down and can pack it in. They've gone to the zone, as we mentioned. Denzel Jones cut off on the right wing and loses it out of bounds. He tried the crossover group. Now they're going to say Webb did touch it last. Webb reached in and poked it loose, and the officials initially indicated that it was a turnover, but then they correct themselves, and Galesburg keeps it. So Joe Williams will inbound it from the left of the basket. Looking out high to Ethan Meeker, getting himself free on some screens. They lob it in to Grant Gibson, and fortunately has a size advantage on Toriano Holly because they both went up for it together, and only Grant Gibson's reach was able to prevent the steal by Holly.
And a few muscle extra there, too. Holly's a little guy.
Holly, or rather back out to Gibson, who fouls Brett Renner. The pass just went right off Grant's hands. Just got too careless with it. Renner stole it, and then Gibson hacked him on the arm for his second foul. 13 turnovers on the Silver Streaks. Two team fouls, none on Dunlap here in the second half, and the Eagles trying to build on a six-point lead.
Yeah, and a fairly small student gathering, probably about 30 strong over there for Dunlap, but they're making a lot of noise and having fun with their team up six.
Webb shoots from the baseline and scores.
Up eight. They are 5-for-5 in the third quarter after going 9-of-29 in the first half.
A 12-0 run after Galesburg got an early four-point lead in the third quarter. Gibson in the lane to Parks, trying to drive past Sorensen, put the ball on the floor and had it stolen away. 14 Galesburg turnovers. Now Holly's pocket is picked by Williams with the run out. Too strong, uncontested, and Renner gets the rebound for Dunlap, and they turn it right back over. Then Gibson has it batted away from behind, and a foul is called. A late whistle on Dunlap will be the second foul on Brett Renner.
You know, I was ready to say that turnover we forced and had the breakout, I thought may have been one of the biggest plays of the game at that point, but then we missed the layup, and we forced another turnover. So it was a frenzied pace, but the bottom line is we're still down 8 points, but at least we got the ball.
Trying to snap this Dunlap run when they have scored 12 in a row. And what knocking the ball out of bounds with the foul on Brenner, Renner does is force Galesburg to inbound it rather than get out in transition like they want to do. Here's Ross, found an opening, shoots from the free throw line off the front of the rim, and then Dunlap was right there, Sorensen and Webb, and they knocked the rebound out of each other's hands, and Streaks get a break. Dead ball rebound for Galesburg. That's our first rebound of the half, isn't it, Jim?
Yep.
On the left side, Meeker. He'll fire the quick three. Got it. Well, somebody's got to get things going for the Silver Streaks. Maybe it'll be Meeker, who's got back-to-back threes here in the quarter. Galesburg down five.
Well, we talked at the outset. Meeker was the man in last year's regional final when he beat Quincy Notre Dame. 5 3-pointers in that one. And so far, only two baskets here in the third quarter. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Streaks.
Grant Gibson, that's three. Foul away from the ball. Gibson's picked up three now. And the third team foul with only one on Dunlap here so far in the second half. On the inbound, Sorensen into the left corner. Trying to drive on Tyson Parks. Skips it out to Holly near the volleyball line. Working his way up to the top of the arc, Taylor swings it right side over to Renner. Back up top to Taylor. Driving down the right side of the lane. Cut off by Denzel Jones. Out to Webb at the free throw line. Fakes, drives, shoots over Tyson Parks. And Evan Webb is 4-for-5 from the field. 8 points. Dunlap leads by 7.
It's just a really, not a spectacular player, but real steady, real heady. A good player. Just a junior for Dunlap.
Up top, Gibson, right side under the wing, Meeker, drives in the lane, cut off, skips it out to Gibson for three, high arcing shot off the back of the rim, Sorensen with his seventh rebound, Renner, pull up, 17-footer off the back of the rim, and the rebound foul, Evan Webb over the top of Grant Gibson. That would have been a huge basket by Brett Renner, and the Streaks now to try to settle themselves down with under 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter and try to crawl their way back in this game, down seven and a timeout by Dunlap. Full timeout on the floor. Silver Streaks trail 36-29. You're listening to Galesburg Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yem Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night as Illinois takes on Iowa. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail Dunlap 36-29. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here. Jim, you were down on the floor, so I'll update you on some stats scores. I don't see anything new really has come through here. Quincy trailed Edwardsville by 6 at halftime. Rocky was up big on UT at half. No big surprise there.
Nope.
Manuel over Morton 17-11 at halftime. Rockridge down 5 to Bloomington Central Catholic at the half at Olympia.
Wow, that is a bit of a surprise, although we know Central Catholic is good.
And playing much closer to home than Rockridge is over there in Stanford.
Well, and Coach Barker told me he wouldn't be surprised if Morton gave Manuel a problem because he said Morton's huge. He said they're playing with some confidence. He said they got a kid that has really improved a lot. So look for that one to maybe stay tight.
Streaks with the ball down 7, 2:10 to go third quarter. Meeker with a reverse and a terrible pass, way too soft, picked up by Webb, and he leads the break to the other end. Looked like he thought about going up for the dunk, and then almost lost the ball on the way up, but he still hung on to it long enough to get it up and in over the rim.
Yeah, he sensed that cross-court pass coming and just knifed in there and took it all the way down.
Biggest lead of the game for Dunlap now, 38-29. It's a 14-3 run, rather a 16-3 run by the Eagles after Galesburg got a 4-point lead early in the half and a bump foul as Ethan Meeker drove inside the free throw line. I think that'll be the first foul of the game on Andrew Schellenberg. It's his second. And the third team foul on Dunlap with a minute 42 to go here in the third quarter. Webb goes out to a well-deserved round of applause from the Dunlap faithful and back into the game, Jimmy Cross for the Eagles. Meeker with it on the left wing. Up top, Gibson. Right side, Williams. At the free throw line, reverses back to Jones for three, and that's in and out. Circled around, and Alex Sorensen with one hand cradles the rebound. Outlet to Taylor, draws contact, and he'll shoot two free throws.
Well, Dunlap in the surprise gets it out there in a hurry and gets down the court.
Third foul of the game on Denzel Jones. 4 on the Silver Streaks, and Logan Davis and Devin Ross to come back in for the Streaks after the first Jacob Taylor free throw.
Well, and Jacob Taylor, if you notice, their defensive specialist is no longer on Grant Gibson. He is on Ethan Meeker now because Meeker's had the two threes. Plus, I don't think Grant becomes quite as big of a concern to them when Sorensen is in the game because he's not able to go to the basket and get some things done with the shot blocker in there. So, yeah, you put your best guy out there and try and limit Meeker's shots.
For the first time in the game, one of these two teams has a double-digit lead, and it's Dunlap, 39-29 with a minute 27 to go in the third quarter. Taylor makes two free throws, and it's 40-29 Eagles. And they keep a little token full-court pressure on with one man in the backcourt on the ball, two waiting just inside the front court. Now Ross dribbles across midcourt, draws a trap, skips it out to Gibson. Right side to Joe Williams on the wing, back up top to Gibson. Left side over to Ross. Thought about driving. Gets it into Logan Davis in the corner. Meeker not on the floor right now for the Silver Streaks. Ross inside the volleyball line. Right side Gibson in the lane. Touch pass from Parks out to Williams for three. Short rebound Brett Renner. Streaks have become a jump shooting team here in the second half, and they're not knocking anything down and falling farther behind.
Yeah, it doesn't work for us, especially when the other team's got a 6'8 guy they can work it to whenever they want.
Here's Sorensen with it now, that 6'8 guy. Passes away to Taylor, who drives to the top of the arc, cut off by Logan Davis. Picks up his dribble, gets it over to Renner. Under a minute to go, third quarter, Streaks down 11, and the Eagles trying to build on the lead here.
It's like they may go for the last shot of the quarter.
If the Streaks will let him, and why not? Taylor driving to the right side, found an opening, but Davis catches up with him, cuts him off on the baseline, now dribbling Schellenberg, guarded by Williams, brings the ball down low, and a timeout called by Jeff Barker as Dunlap was wavering a little bit there with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Well, you know, at the end of both quarters, they have, and here again, it seems like they pull it out and you think, well, they're going to go for one. Well, then they kind of go into their offense and look to shoot the ball earlier than you would think. I guess what Webb hit one there for him in the first half. Uh-huh. But that was after an offensive rebound. So I'm not sure whether they're will hold it here the last 22 seconds or just roll into their offense.
Heading into the fourth quarter at Peoria Manual, the Rams lead is down to four over Morton. It's 26-22. Manual, probably the favorite in this sectional complex after big losses by Limestone and Metamora in regionals earlier this week. But they're having a tough go of it at home. Silver Streaks down 11 here. Inbound pass to Renner on the right wing with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 40-29 Dunlap coming out of the 30-second timeout. Holly on the dribble trying to lose Devin Ross out high. Down to 13 seconds to go. Renner to Sorensen in the lane. Forces up a shot. It rolls off the rim. Rebound by Cross. That won't go. Then he gets it back and banks it in. Down to 4 seconds to go. Ross with one from half court. That's no good. Silver Streaks down 13, 42-29 at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Whether you're a Cardinal fan or a Cub fan, you can win tickets for all 10 of their games this season at Busch Stadium if you win WGIL's Double Play Giveaway. Details at WGIL.com.
Dunlap Golden Eagles show Galesburg just how good they can be defensively in that third quarter. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer, as the Silver Streaks trail 42-29 after three. They got outscored 20-6 in the third quarter.
Well, it wasn't just started off with Sorensen, then you got Renner involved, and then Webb, of course, probably was their MVP of the third quarter, and then Cross, the big kid down low, able to get that putback at the end of the quarter, and the Streaks are in trouble here. They need to get something going in a hurry.
They do have the ball to begin the fourth quarter, desperately needing a basket. They scored the first basket of the half, went up by four, got outscored 20-3 the rest of the way. Only two baskets by Ethan Meeker. Here's Joe Williams, top of the circle for three. That one is off the mark. And the rebound deflected out to Meeker. Streaks get another chance at it. Fires it back out to Williams on the outside. Streaks need to play with some urgency here. And there's a basket from outside. A three-pointer. And let's see if that gets the Silver Streaks on the move now. Down 42-32. They put the full court pressure on. Holly gets it into the front court. Double teamed over to Cross on the wing. Streaks have picked it up defensively.
Yeah, Dunlap went to sleep on the three by Meeker. Cross just kind of gently went out there. They weren't all over him like they were at the end of the third quarter, and Meeker made him pay. He's got every field goal in the second half for us, a three of threes.
And consequently, Jacob Taylor is going to come right back into the game for Dunlap after that. Holly on the dribble out high, dribbles all the way out near half court. Now on the left side, it goes to Cross on the wing. Grant got a hand on the ball. Cross gets it back, tries to reverse it back out to Sorensen, does. Despite good defense by Gibson, they pull it all the way back out to Renner with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Streaks down 10. A lob inside to Sorensen, goes up for it, has the ball knocked away, diving on the floor for it, Joe Williams, a whistle call, the officials all standing around, and they're going to call a held ball. Mike Reynolds desperately wanted a foul as Williams dove to the floor, and a Dunlap player came down on top of him. Eagles will hang on to it on the held ball.
Yeah, not only is it Dunlap possession, but that would have been three fouls on Sorensen because he was the one that went over the top to try and get it. And the officials all looked at each other. I don't think anybody really wanted to make that call. And the safe call was a jump ball, and that's what they made.
On the inbound cross to Renner, drives baseline, draws contact from Tyson Parks, and a foul called on Tyson, who was moving along the baseline to try to keep up with Renner. Third foul of the game on Parks sends Renner to the line shooting two. 6:33 to go in the game. Galesburg down 10.
Yeah, Renner got himself in a tough situation. He had no teammates around, and all he knew to do was attack the basket, and he was fortunate that he got the foul from Parks.
The left-hander shoots the first one and makes it. Brett Renner, 7 in the game, 2 in each quarter, and now a free throw early here in the fourth quarter. Dunlap by 11.
And again, this is a Dunlap team that I know feels like this is their time. It's been forever since they've seen a sectional. It's in their backyard in Peoria. They got all these seniors on this team, and they don't want to lose to a largely underclassman team from Galesburg. And so far, they're getting it done, up by 12 with 6.5 to go.
44-32 after the third foul on Tyson Parks. Renner makes 2 free throws. He has 8 in the game. Ross brings it into the midcourt along with Joe Williams. Joe on the outside, fakes right, drives left, jump stop, down low. Tyson Parks with a reverse layup on the right hand.
Heck of a job creating by Joe Williams. It doesn't get any better than what he did that time.
And a near steal, ball knocked out of bounds. Good pressure defense on the far side between Williams and Ross on Renner, and the officials say it was Galesburg that touched it last. So the Streaks have really picked it up defensively. The urgency has kicked in. And now as we approach the 6-minute mark, they have been able to cut the Dunlap lead to only 10, and a foul up the far sideline on Galesburg will be the third of the game on Joe Williams.
And one more foul, and the Streaks will have put Dunlap in the bonus. Not a good thing. Dunlap, a pretty good shooting free throw team.
Evan Webb will inbound. 10 points in the game for Webb on the far sideline into the backcourt to Holly. He walks it into the front court, guarded by Devin Ross. Under 6 minutes to go in the game, 44-34, Dunlap. Holly, back behind him to Taylor, right side to Holly, and they're going to run some clock here. Holly's going to dribble it as much as he can. Ross keeps up with him to force a 5 count. Holly steps in, backs out, gives off to Taylor. They want to run some time, knowing that the next Galesburg foul puts him in the double bonus. The ball knocked away from Taylor briefly, picks it back up, and gets it back out to Renner. Renner drives to the free throw line, deflected away by Gibson. Renner on the floor out to Sorensen, misses the jumper, gets his own offensive rebound, knocked away by Gibson, and a foul on the arm. That'll be the fourth foul of the game on Grant Gibson.
Huge play there. Streaks with an opportunity after the miss by Sorensen, but he hustled and was able to get a good bounce back to him and then just went right after the basket. Grant didn't argue on the foul call. He definitely got his arm when he went in for the second attempt. And so Sorensen will have a couple of free throws with 5.5 to go.
30-second timeout by the Silver Streaks. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Geneseo tonight. We'd like to continue to use our services heading to Peoria, but for the meantime, Jim, we'll enjoy what we've got tonight.
Yeah, we're going to need a Silver Streaks rally to get to drive another Nissan this basketball season. Again, our thanks throughout the course of the sports season, again, to the folks at Galesburg Nissan, all the guys that have got a vehicle ready for us, got it fueled up, always finding out how far we're going to go and trying to suit the vehicle to what we need. And we really appreciate it, guys, for your help throughout the Silver Streaks season. And, again, hopefully this isn't the farewell for the season. Let's see if the Streaks can get a rally here and get us to Peoria on Tuesday night.
44-34 Dunlap, 5:27 to go in the game, and Alex Sorensen shooting free throws. Meanwhile, at Manuel, Morton has cut the Rams' lead to 1.
Isn't that something?
31-30 with 4:19 to go in the game there. Manuel loses. This sectional complex really opens up.
Sure does.
And an opportunity for the Silver Streaks and for Dunlap, either one. But Galesburg, a heck of a task ahead to try to come back as Sorensen makes the first free throw, and he's got a double-double now. 10 points, 10 rebounds. 45-34, Eagles.
You get behind a team that's got a good big man like this, it becomes very, very tough because you know they're going to be patient enough and try and get it to him, get him a lot of opportunities down the stretch.
This is the second one. Tyson Parks with the rebound. He's got 8 boards for Galesburg, but that's his first rebound of the second half. Williams and Ross in the backcourt. Now Devin on the pass from Joe into the front court. Meeker waiting on the right side, hoping to get an opening. Ross steps inside the arc, shoots a 15-footer, a little bit short. Weak side rebound pops out to Meeker, who rips it away from Evan Webb, and the officials call a tie-up. Galesburg keeps it on the alternating possession.
Heck of an effort by Meeker to come over because that's Webb's rebound, and Meeker, just as you said, came over and ripped it away without committing the foul. Ross missing a shot that a lot of times he makes, just a little short pull-up, and that's been the story. The Streaks have just not, outside of Meeker, shot the ball well at all here.
Here's Gibson from the right side for 3, and that one is too strong. Rebound Denzel Jones, and he draws a double team and fouled as he tries to work out of it going to the basket. 4 team fouls on Dunlap, 5:03 to play in the game, and a couple of offensive rebounds for the Silver Streaks are, at least for the time being, keeping them in this one. Down 11 trying to crawl back into it. Gibson up top, dribbling to the left side. Back behind him, Joe Williams. Now back to Gibson. We're under 5 minutes to play in the game. Gibson drives, cuts off, gives it off to Williams. In motion, shoots the three off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Ethan Meeker. Another crack at it for the Streaks. Scoops it over to Gibson. Drives inside the lane. All the way with a right hand. It rolls off, and he draws a foul.
Our fourth shot at the basket, this time down the court. And finally, Gibson will at least get some free throws if we can't get anything else. It'll be interesting to see Grant playing with four fouls. On offense, I don't think he thinks about it too much. But defensively, does he play a little softer with those four fouls? We'll wait and see.
Foul on Alex Sorensen, his third. Gibson's first free throw is good. That's Grant's first point of the second half. He has 11. Tell me they haven't done a number on him tonight. He hasn't even hardly gotten off any shots. The only ones he's taken here in the second half are three-pointers. So he's not getting anything done inside. Gibson goes up over the top, knocks the rebound away from Evan Webb. It's out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to get it back.
Yeah, that's amazing. What, four offensive rebounds this trip down the court, and we'll try it again.
Down 10, trying to make it 8 or 7 here. Williams drives, bumped, shot off the backboard, and they're going to get a foul, I think, on Tyson Parks, as I think Webb came down with a rebound, and then Tyson got a hand in there and fouled it. That's four on the game on Parks, four on Grant Gibson, three each on Williams and Jones. Only Sorensen for Dunlap has three fouls. 18 fouls on the Silver Streaks with 4:34 to go in the game.
Well, that trip down the court just really an epitome of the night, our frustrations of trying to get the ball in the basket. Five cracks at it. All we got was 1 point on a free throw. And on the other end, Webb shoots a ball that had no right going in the basket. It goes up off the back iron and crawls in.
Took the words right out of my mouth. 11-point Dunlap lead, 46-35. Still 4:34 to play in the game. Second free throw rattles in and out. Gibson with a rebound. So Dunlap missing a couple of opportunities here from the free throw line. They've missed two of their last four. Still an 11-point lead, though. 46-35. Gibson to the free throw line. Inside the free throw line, fouled as he goes up for the shot. That might be four on Sorensen. Who got him on the arm? They're going to say it was on Brett Renner, I believe, instead. Well, that's his third. So Gibson right back to the free throw line where he just made one of two a moment ago.
Well, if we can cash in at the line here, you know, this is what you want to do, get the clock stopped and bury some points.
Stretch the game out as Gibson makes the first. Second free throw here would put Galesburg back within single digits with 4:21 to go in the game. 16 fouls on Dunlap. Second one by Gibson. Off the back of the rim. And Sorensen steps in front of Gibson to collect his 11th rebound. So the Streaks not taking advantage from the free throw line. Pressure in the backcourt. Renner picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Holly. Holly bounces it into the front court to Renner. They've got numbers now. And knocking the ball out of Renner's hands, Jones. It goes high up into the air and out of bounds. Dunlap keeps it. 4:07 to go in the game, 10-point Dunlap lead. Eagles with the ball. We're not quite halfway through the fourth quarter. Streaks trying to stretch this game out. Holly on the outside, guarded by Jones. Still with the dribble, pulls Denzel back away from the top of the arc. Holly starts to drive past him, leaves it off for Webb on the wing, right back out to Holly. 3:50 to go in the game for the Silver Streaks, down 10. Meeker and Jones come out high, and they're going to get a foul on the arm by Ethan Meeker on Toriano Holly. That was a quick call, but only the first foul of the game on Ethan Meeker.
Yeah, that was a tough call. Tough call. And, you know, Dunlap has been quite a few close games in the middle line eye this year, so this isn't new for them to try and protect a lead like this. And as we see,
the game, this is his first free throw, and it's good. And out of all of them, if you're a Galesburg fan, he's probably the last one you want at the free throw line. 8 points in the game for Toriano Holly. Morton has cut the manual lead to 2 with 1:42 to go in the game, and Morton has the ball. Second free throw, good as well. Holly with 9 in the game. It's a 12-point Dunlap lead. Streaks have had some chances here in the fourth quarter to try to put a little pressure on Dunlap, but the Eagles keeping him at bay. The lead is a dozen. Left side, Gibson, left of the arc. And another tough pass out high, but somehow Meeker gets with it. And then he reaches out and holds Brett Renner from the shorts. And that's an intentional foul that's going to give Renner 2 free throws and Dunlap the ball back after another soft pass turnover by the Streaks.
Yep, easy call for the official to make. And Ethan just trying to out of frustration, stop a wide open breakaway layup by Renner, grabbed his jersey from the backside. And so this could be the nail in the coffin here, down 12, two free throws in the ball coming up for Dunlap with 3.5 to go.
Biggest lead of the game for the Eagles was 13 at the end of the third quarter. Renner misses the first free throw. He has 8 in the game. Morton and Manuel tied now with a minute 40 to go.
That's something.
At Manuel
High
School.
That same Manuel team that beat Rocky by 12 the other night.
Second free throw by Renner is good. Dunlap matches its biggest lead here at 49-36. Four seniors in the starting lineup for the Eagles. One of their best seasons, certainly in recent history, looking for their 20th win tonight and trying to get to the sectional at Peoria next Tuesday against the winner of Peoria, Notre Dame, and Richwoods tonight. Holly driving in from the right side. Cut off of the double team. Nearly traveled with it. Skips it back out to Taylor before he dragged the foot. 3:20 to go in the game. Streaks Mike Reynolds trying to get out and foul Taylor. Driving in from the left side, Webb throws it behind Taylor, but there's Holly right there. Meeker with a wraparound and the foul. And the third quick one on Ethan. It's going to put Holly at the line. Shooting two with 3:13 to go in the game. They had to stop the clock. They didn't foul the guy they needed to,
right,
Taylor. So now they got to put Holly at the line. Yeah, that's not a good formula for the Streaks.
You had said that the last time they had the ball. Holly's not the one you want to foul. He's not automatic, but he's pretty good.
Two free throws just a moment ago. He's looking for his 10th point. And there it is. Kissed the front of the rim. Went off the backboard. Dropped through. Biggest lead of the game now for Dunlap. 50-36 with 3:13 to go in the game.
A lot of times the little guys can't hurt you with the jump shot if you cover them up. But at the free throw line, they will get their revenge for being 5'8". And Holly's doing that right now.
Dunlap does not have a single point from the field in this fourth quarter. They're stretching the lead from the free throw line.
Holly finally missed a free throw. Gibson with the rebound.
Driving left baseline, cut off. Ross out to Williams for three. That one's over the rim. Badly missed three. And a rebound by Evan Webb to Renner into the backcourt. And Joe hears about it from the Dunlap faithful. Streaks only points here. And there's another quick foul and a basket. Meeker picks up four. A three-point play coming for Sorensen, as he got wide open under the basket, and Dunlap is picking apart the Silver Streaks.
And if Dunlap's going to take a field goal attempt, that's what they're going to do. If it's wide open to Sorensen underneath, he'll get it, and he got grabbed on the arm, finished, and 2:47 to go. It's looking very bleak now for the Silver Streaks, down 52-36.
First basket of the fourth quarter for Dunlap. Sorensen misses the free throw. Gibson rebounds. So they haven't shot great from the free throw line.
Nope. But they haven't needed to at this point.
Nope, they've built the lead from 13 at the end of 3 to 16 now as Gibson drives, draws a double team. Knifed between Webb and Sorensen. There was contact.
We'll call it
based
on
the way Sorensen stating his case, they do call it on him, his fourth. And Gibson will go to the line where he hasn't been exactly automatic tonight either. 3 of 6. Streaks need these points. Other than 3 three-pointers from Ethan Meeker in the second half, the only Galesburg basket is from Tyson Parks. And that was after a good drive by Joe Williams to get the assist. Gibson makes the first free throw, second one on the way, and good as well. Got 4 in the quarter, 14 for the game.
Streaks need a couple of steals and quick buckets here.
Put on the full court press, trailing by 14 with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Dunlap, senior strong, isn't going to lose that. And there, a high dribble by Toriano Holly. The ball kind of got away from him. He reached out for it, but no turnover called. Now Sorensen drives baseline with a two-handed jam.
Well, I thought he was just going to lay it in, and he leaned back and threw it down.
16-point Dunlap lead. The student section for Dunlap erupts. Meeker badly misses a jumper from the right side, and the rebound Webb, and it's party time for Dunlap with 2 minutes to go, and there's another one, and a hard foul by Joe Williams. As Sorensen at the other end was ready for the dunk, and now he gets called for the unsportsmanlike conduct foul as he was looking at the Dunlap student section, celebrating, trying to get the Dunlap faithful to make more noise, and the official came right up behind him, called him for the unsportsmanlike technical foul, so he's out of the game. And for Galesburg, Joe Williams is still down after a very hard foul.
Yeah. Well, Joe committed the foul, but he went over the top of the back of Sorensen. And I think Sorensen rather than go after Joe, I think the way he was taking out his aggression was to go over to his sidelines and throw his arms up and get the student body
into
it.
Yeah, the student body, not the team sideline.
Right. And so, yeah, a whole lot happened there. But right now our biggest concern is just that Joe Williams is all right, because he went flying in there. And you might have heard the thud of him hitting the floor. You know, just the other night on the other end of the court, if you remember, he went flying into the wall.
That's right.
and hit the beam that's sticking out from the pads. And Coach Reynolds said that he was a little slow in getting over that, even at practice the next day. And Joe is still down being tended to over here.
We can't see him. He's surrounded down there. Mike Reynolds has been down there for a long time, and he's coming out of there now. Both trainers for Geneseo and Galesburg are down there.
I would say he hit his head. It looks like they're holding a little gauze up on his forehead.
Dr. Meeker is down there for Galesburg. Matt Pogue has gone over to look things over. Geneseo's athletic director is down there. Joe is still down with his arms behind him. So what do you do here? Sorensen should go to the line shooting two free throws, but he's fouled out of the game on the technical foul.
Oh,
so they're going to have somebody else shoot him,
wow.
I suppose. You fouled out of the game, so you can't shoot your free throws, right?
Well, that's a good question, because he didn't foul out at
Joe's
the time.
Up. He's holding the left side of his head.
So that's the best news we've seen all night.
And actually, he comes walking off the floor. He looks a little dazed, but he walks pretty strongly back to the bench. So
yeah,
that's
great,
a very
see.
Encouraging sign.
See, I think you're right, Brad. I think somebody will have to shoot the free throws, although Sorensen had him coming before his fifth foul, but I guess that not being the case, he can't shoot him either way. He's on the bench.
Yep, he's fouled out of the game on that technical foul, so the free throw by Schellenberg is off the rim. More than anything, we're just glad to see Joe Williams up. He's holding the left side of his head. Second free throw missed as well. Now the Streaks should get the ball back after the technical foul.
I wonder why they had him shoot the free throws. He's not, doesn't look very good at the line. Now, Silver Streaks.
Officials are going to call both teams together here, and I think they're going to explain the situation. Grant Gibson is going to shoot the technical foul free throws. We still have 2:01 to go in the game, but the Streaks are down 16. Really need to take advantage of this here with a couple of free throws and possession.
And with Sorensen on the bench now, permanently.
Gibson misses the first free
throw. Neither team shooting free throws like a team that's going to win in a sectional game.
Second one by Gibson. Good. All of his points in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. 5 of 8. 6 for 10 for the game. And Galesburg gets the ball back. Again, Sorensen is fouled out of the game with that unsportsmanlike conduct technical foul. He fouls out with 14. Streaks down 15 with under 2 minutes to go in the game.
Crucial possession. We got to have a couple of threes here in a hurry.
Ross drives inside. Shoots from 12 feet left side of the lane. That one won't go. Not even close. And Holly with a rebound.
Story of our second half.
Awful shooting by the Silver Streaks. Good defense by Dunlap, too. Don't rule out what they've done here tonight so well. Denzel Jones fouls out of the game as Holly tries to dribble past him. Sorry, that's just the fourth on Denzel.
We're four of 21 from the field in the second half.
I believe it. And three of those four by Ethan Meeker.
Yep.
The only other basket by Tyson Parks. Minute 35 to go in the game. Streaks long ago put Dunlap in the double bonus. Manuel and Morton tied at 34. Still trying to get some other scores as Holly misses a free throw. They have missed four in a row from the free throw line.
It's not the way you ice a game. Fortunately for them, they're up 15, and it's not going to probably hurt them.
Still 95 seconds to go in the game. Second one is good. Manuel and Morton going to overtime.
Isn't that amazing?
Timeout on the floor. Dunlap on top, 55 to 39. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee. Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail by 16 with a minute 35 to go in the regional championship at Geneseo here. Dunlap, the two seed, about to pull off the minor upset, looking for their 20th win of the year. Into the front court, Grant Gibson fires a quick three over Toriano Holly off the back of the rim. Tyson Parks with the rebound, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and a foul called on Evan Webb. Pack on the arm, eighth team foul. Tyson will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, as usual, Tyson Parks giving it his all in there, gets an offensive rebound to keep the possession alive. He'll get some free throws. Unless things turn around, we'll have the final time that we'll see Tyson Parks and Denzel Jones out there in a Silver Streaks uniform. And what's Meeker got a little blood on his uniform. They're making him leave the game. Yep.
Central Catholic leads Rockridge, under 40 seconds to go in the game, but the Rockets have the ball, trying to remain undefeated in the 2A sectional. Oh, they're down three now, actually, with 8 seconds to go. So Bloomington Central Catholic leading 56-53. Rebound missed. Ball knocked on the floor. A scramble for it. Gibson rolls down, comes away with it. Possession arrow favors Dunlap. So again, free throw shooting. Not good for either team. Mendon Unity leading Kewanee Weathersfield. 61-47, under 2 minutes to go in the game there.
Yeah, Unity knocked Weathersfield out a year ago. Looks like they're going to do it again.
Rockridge down one. And they have the ball with 3 seconds to go. Outlet pass to the opposite end. Taylor gives off to Schellenberg down the lane. Blocked by Grant Gibson. Streaks with a loose ball. And the third drop won't go.
Nothing will go.
Good shot that's been so effective all season long. Now Gibson reaches from the backside of Renner. Draws a foul. He's out of the game with a minute 30 to go.
Well, so the two marquee players coming into the game are now sitting down. Alex Sorensen for Dunlap, Grant Gibson for Galesburg. Sorensen up applauds, I think, for Gibson leaving. Those two guys played summer ball together.
Right.
Alex's dad said that they had a friendship, and so even in the heat of battle here, now that it's over, they can resume that.
Well, as disappointed as the Silver Streaks are going to be coming out of here tonight, imagine being Rockridge. They lose tonight 56-55 to Bloomington Central Catholic. Number one team in the state, undefeated. Huge win over Monmouth-Roseville Tuesday, and they can't get to state.
Yep. Well, I think strength of schedule probably came into play there a little bit. Bloomington Central Catholic has played a really, really tough schedule, and I'm not sure Rockridge has been challenged as much as maybe... They have taken on a couple of the bigger teams in the tournaments, but by and large, Monmouth-Roseville, they just blew them out the other night. Maybe it just came too easy for Rockridge.
When do you think the last time Dixon won a regional title was? They knocked off the top seed Mendota tonight, 55-44. So Dixon is going to the sectional. Taylorville lost to Chatham Glenwood as the Streaks turn it over for the 17th time. So Taylorville cannot defend its regional championship.
On its home court.
On its home court. Rock Island does defeat UT. No surprise there. 65-51.
I kind of would have liked to seen Taylorville win. I really like their coach, McVickers. And his last game is he won't be coaching down there after the season, I don't believe. And we've got a whistle and a foul.
Denzel Jones is fouled out of the game. Joe Williams holding an ice pack to the left side of his head now. Streaks are sending in reserves. They're going to get Bryce Reed into the game, so the senior will get some final moments on the floor for the Silver Streaks. He did not advance in the three-point showdown. As Denzel Jones fouls out of the game, the senior is done for the Silver Streaks. And a very disappointed finish for him.
Yeah, great kid. Just really enjoyed watching his energy and his passion for the game and his friendliness. We really appreciate Denzel stepping into a starter's role this year. He's done a great job.
18-point lead for Dunlap now as Holly makes the first free throw, 57-39. 55 seconds to play in the regional championship. Second one by Holly, good as well. So he settles the Eagles from the line a little bit. Meeker across midcourt, driving, dishes it out. They want to get some points to Bryce Reed. Here's Logan Davis for three. The senior can't knock that one down from behind the arc. J.J. Range chases down the rebound. It's taken away by Renner with a left-hand layup at the other end. And they now lead by 21. 60-39.
Well, I thought Dunlap had a pretty good chance to win this. I didn't see this coming.
In the lane, off the rim again. Another miss, this time by Logan Davis inside. They just can't make anything tonight. What are they going to finish? 4 of 24 in the second half,
well,
Jim?
You got to say, I mean, it's our shooting and it's Dunlap's defense, because this was the same scenario we had over at their place. We get 43 points that night?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And just had an awful offensive game. And so the common denominator, Dunlap out there playing some pretty good defense on us.
Jeff Barker calls a timeout, only to get five fresh faces in, and they celebrate on the sideline.
Don't think we'll probably see anything else. No more shots, no more fouls. They'll just dribble this one out.
Yep,
and
under 10 seconds done to go. And Dunlap will win a regional title, holding the Silver Streaks to 16 second half points, outscoring them 38-16 in the third and fourth quarters. And Galesburg finishes the season 22-11. Dunlap moves on at 20-12. The postgame show from Geneseo is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
$500!
$500 cash. You never know where the button spotter may be.
Well, this is our WGIL button spotting envelope, and we'd like you to open it up.
I have never won from this. I've had the buttons on before, so.
All right! Thank you. Yes, it is!
$500 cash.
I am Jeanette Lucas from Watauga, Illinois, and I just won $500 from the WGIL button.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Craddy. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is cause for a celebration. A toast to my accomplishments. Let's raise our chocolate-covered strawberry frappes in triumph as we relish in delicious victory.
Girl, all you did was finally do some laundry after a month.
And I think that deserves a reward.
Celebrate every little moment with a new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Decadent chocolate and the taste of sweet strawberry combined for a rich, velvety flavor that makes even laundry day a special day. Another new way to love McCafe. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with a chance of light freezing rain or snow after midnight tonight, lows of 28. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow in the morning, highs of 36. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows dropping down around 16. Sunday, sunny with highs of 45. Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 32. And finally, Monday, sunshine with highs up around 58. Monday night, cloudy with lows of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks season ends here in the regional championship at Geneseo, 60-39. And the party is on, going on the floor for the Eagles, who are cutting down the nets. And it's been a long time since Dunlap has been able to say that. So
certainly
congratulations
has.
To the Eagles. They did a number on the Silver Streaks here tonight and earned this victory.
Yeah, they did. And if somebody had to beat us, then I guess I'm all right with Dunlap. I've enjoyed watching their players and talking with their coach over the course of the times we've been together this season. And especially, as you said, Brad, a school that hasn't won anything for a long time in basketball, and probably won't again for quite a while because they've got Webb coming back, but there's not much else. Those guys, a lot of seniors, and I know that they've had this goal in their mind and in their heart for a long time to be able to leave Dunlap with a regional title, and now I'm sure they're not satisfied. They see a sectional as they look at what's in that field over in Peoria that,
I guess,
you know, anybody can win. And I'm sure they're going to go there and think, why not us? Why not? Why be satisfied with a regional title? Let's go on and win some sectional games. And, if they play great defense and play smart, who knows? They're going to have to make a few more free throws, I think, than they did tonight. But otherwise, they're just a really solid club.
Trying to sort through the Twitter feed here. Morton looks like leads Manual by 3 with under 10 seconds to go.
Wouldn't that to beat Limestone and Manual in the same week? That's just unbelievable if they pull that off. That is really a shocker. I wasn't as shocked when they beat Limestone as I am if they beat Manual tonight.
And again, if you're just joining us, Rock Ridge lost at Stanford Olympia in the sectional final to Bloomington Central Catholic. So a very disappointing end to a terrific season. Coach Toby Whiteman, Knoxville graduate. Here tonight, the Streaks were just about awful in the second half, offensively anyway. So we go ahead and run through some final numbers here, Jim, and I'll continue to check the Twitter feed and see if we can get some final. We do know that Rock Island won. Haven't seen a Quincy final yet. But at least one Western Big Six team has moved on, and we knew that was going to happen with two of them playing each other at Rock Island.
Silver Streaks shoot 27% for the half, or for the game, excuse me, for the game. They weren't that good in the half. Four of 25 from the field in the second half. 13 of 48, 27% for the game. Dunlap, they were pretty bad themselves in the first half, 9 of 29, but then picked it up in the second half. Didn't have to shoot a whole lot of field goals, as Coach Jeff Barker helping to finish cutting down the nets now. And a fist pump to the fans of the student body there as he cuts that down. Dunlap, 8 of 11 in that third quarter when they ran away from Galesburg, and then just 3 of 5 from the field in the fourth quarter. So 11 of 16 from the field in the second half, and 44% for the game. Rebounds, a lot of them to be had at various stages. Dunlap had a lot of fun rebounding all those Galesburg misses, or what ones they could get in the second half. They finished with 32 rebounds. Galesburg at 33. Turnover total, that hurt the Silver Streaks in the first half especially.
Yep.
17 for the game. 11 of those in the first half. Did you have that same 17?
Yep, sure did.
And Dunlap finished with just 10. I didn't have them for any fourth quarter turnovers, which is impressive because the Streaks were really grabbing and reaching and trying to get the ball, and Dunlap able to keep it away and get to the foul line and finish the game.
Dunlap shot only 4 three-point baskets all night long. They made 2 of them. The Silver Streaks were 4 of 17. Galesburg was 9 of 14 from the free throw line, and Dunlap finished 18 of 28. So they made 6 of their first 7, then were only 12 of 21 in that fourth quarter when they were trying to finish it off. Dunlap does put 4 players in double figures. Alex Sorensen fouled out with 14, Toriano Holly with 13, Brett Renner with 12, and Evan Webb with 11. Jimmy Cross off the bench with 6, Jacob Taylor had 4 out of the starting lineup for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, with 39 points tonight, it's kind of surprising they found 2 players to get into double figures, but Grant Gibson Fouls out of the game with 15 points. Ethan Meeker also made double figures with 11. Tyson Parks had 6, finished the game with 9 rebounds to lead the streaks. Joe Williams off the bench with 5. We'll check with Mike Reynolds when he comes over to meet with us and make sure Joe's okay. Logan Davis with 2. Denzel Jones, Devin Ross do not score for the Silver Streaks. Bryce Reed, a couple of other players got in late. Really didn't have much time. J.J. Range as the streaks fall 60-39. If I'm reading the Twitter feed right here, Jim, Morton led by 3, then fouled Manuel shooting 3. The Rams made all 3 free throws, fouled Morton, who got 1 free throw and wins in overtime 44-43 at Manuel. So it's now Morton, Dunlap, and Dixon that we know of in the sectional at Bradley.
Wow. I mean, you could have gotten you take that somewhere and get the odds on that before, and you could have gotten some really, really high numbers. That's something else. And still waiting for either Richwoods or Notre Dame to show up. But watching down here, and I couldn't help but think as I watched the Dunlap celebration, taking pictures and the hugs and stuff. 1 year ago, we were doing the same thing on our home court.
Yep.
After that big win over Quincy Notre Dame, how much fun was that, getting down there, talking to all the kids? I remember Trevon Diggins and a number of them, how excited they were, and what an achievement that they had. And so sad for our guys, but happy to watch Dunlap be able to go through that, because we know how much fun it is. That's what you work all year for, to be able to win in the postseason, and Dunlap got it done tonight.
Well, for the Silver Streaks, it had been since 2001 when they won a regional, so to go 12 years, imagine what the feeling must be at Dunlap, where it's been a long, long dry spell as well. Mendon Unity ousts Kewaunee Weathersfield tonight 68-51. And we'll take a timeout here on the postgame show. We're going to talk with Mike Reynolds when we come back. 60-39, Dunlap ousts the Silver Streaks from the postseason. And you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharon in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Hi there, Sharon.
Hi. I'm glad to talk to you. I've listened to you for 2 years or longer, and I've enjoyed all of it. When my friends on Facebook say, hey, I've got this problem or that problem, I say, hey, go to Kim Commando. She's got the answers.
Yay, Sharon, spreading the love in Fort Walton Beach.
Kim Commando, Sundays 9 to 12 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in the postgame as the Silver Streaks fall to Dunlap 60-39. Our postgame interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Here's Jim with the head coach.
All right, one of the hardest things to do, end your season and have to talk about it several times afterwards, Mike. And I think probably the hardest part is knowing that you ended on a note where you didn't play your best basketball. If you leave it out there, great, but you just couldn't get a shot to fall in the second half.
No, I mean, I don't know. We scored 16 points in the second half. You can't win regional championship games like that. And you know, credit to them. They took away the lane on us, made us hit shots. We didn't hit them. You know, they went to that zone the first half. First thing we do is drive right down the middle and lay it in. Second half, we jacked some shots and threw the ball away a few times, didn't have our execution. Frustrating night.
We'll talk more about the game here in a little bit, but the probably the biggest concern when we walk out of here is Joe Williams. How's Joe?
Well, he's gonna have some stitches or whatever. I think his brother's gonna take him to get stitches. He's, you know, I don't know if he hit the floor or the wall, and he's trying to save a play. I mean, I don't think he was trying to hurt Sorensen. We fought these guys enough that we have enough respect for them. They have enough respect for us. But frustrating night because, you know, we'd like to lose left on our A game, and we didn't have that today.
Well, in the first half, we were a little concerned at halftime. We were ahead by a point, but they had gone just, 9 of 29 from the field in the first half. Sorensen had sat most of the second quarter with foul trouble. We were hoping we could take advantage of that a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, and then we stopped attacking him. He didn't, you know, get any fouls till 3 minutes left. So, you know, I think, you know, you try to attack. They went to that zone to protect him, I'm assuming. And it protected him, and we missed shot after shot after shot, you know, whether it was inside or outside. And I think we only had us for 4 field goals in the second half, so, I mean, frustrated.
And 3 of those by Ethan Meeker as well. So how much was it of just our inability to knock shots down, and how much of it was Dunlap forcing us into shots maybe we didn't want to take?
We didn't move the ball, and you know, when we've been bad against the zone, we haven't penetrated.
Right.
You have to drive the thing, spread the floor, drive the thing. We tried to put Grant in the middle. You know, they put 2-3 guys on him. We don't have a bona fide score from the high post unless we put Grant in there. And then when you put him in there, they put 3 guys around him. So, you know, that'll be something we need to work on, I think. There's a few guys in our younger levels that might be able to take that spot over and do some things. But, you know, they've got some other areas to pick up before they can get there.
Well, and you know, we knew that in certain situations, Dunlap was a matchup problem for us. Not only Sorensen, but they bring in the Cross kid off the bench. He just had a few, but they were key rebounds in certain spots. And really, the Webb kid, the junior, actually stepped up for them and really hurt you in the third quarter.
He played really well. You know, he scored 10 last time we played him, and he had to have 10 or 12 again tonight. And you know, he's averaging 2 points a game. So, I mean, somebody always steps up in a regional final. And last year, I think Ryan Carl Marcus did for us. This year was him.
What becomes the message to guys like Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks, who filled a big role for you this year and something they hadn't done before, and to go out on a tough night like this? You certainly wouldn't be here without them. What do you tell those kids tonight?
Well, we love those guys. I mean, they're program guys. They fought like crazy. There's only 4 seniors left, so, I mean, they had 16 at the beginning. You know, so, you know, for different reasons or other, there's only 4 left. You know, so those guys have toughed it out and you know, really appreciate their effort. And you know, I think a couple of them are going to be playing, you know, probably try to play college basketball, Tyson maybe and Denzel, and Logan maybe a little college baseball. So they've got a bright future ahead of them. And I think hopefully in 5 years they look back and look at all the good times and maybe slip this one out of their memory.
A weird finish to this season in the tournament standpoint, because Morton beat Manuel tonight. The sectional is wide open, and I know that's one of those you're going, boy, I wish we could have played our better game and maybe taken a shot there.
Yeah, I mean, we got to have our A game, and you know, when Dunlap's playing in Peoria in 2 weeks, we'll probably be kicking ourselves.
Coach, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for your cooperation this season, as always. Anything else, Brad?
Nope, just wanted to thank the coach, because I know it's not easy coming up here, talking to the media a lot after the game, whether you win or lose, but you're always good to give us some time, and we appreciate it.
All right, just play a recording next year. Thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks will give you the rest of our final thoughts from Geneseo as the Streaks close out the season here tonight, 60-39 in a loss to Dunlap. Our final thoughts after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. CASA needs volunteers. Could you have what it takes to advocate for abused or neglected children? Training classes begin soon. To become a court-appointed special advocate, check our calendar for more information at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Handy Van offers your business an affordable option to brand yourself on the outside of our vehicles. You'll be featured as one of our limited traveling billboards seen everywhere all over town each Monday through Saturday. You'll get exclusive placement on one or as many of our vans in our fleet as you want. You customize, design, and supply your own signage, and we'll display it on our Handy Vans for an entire year or as long as you like. People might even start thinking it's your vehicle instead of ours. Contact Julie Main at 345-3614 for more details.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Dunlap ousts the Galesburg Silver Streaks from the postseason. Jim and I were just looking over some of the scores that were coming through. It's always a fun time of year when you start watching the postseason scores roll through, and the ones that make you raise your eyebrows. We told you Rock Ridge lost tonight 56-55 to Bloomington Central Catholic, so the undefeated Rockets are now out. Warren, under former Silver Streak Ryan Weber, lost to Lincolnshire Stevenson by 20 tonight, 79-59. You know, Morton defeating Manuel in Peoria in overtime, 44-43. That's one of those that makes you raise your eyebrows. Lincoln goes to overtime, defeats Decatur MacArthur, a team that Silver Streak saw way back in December. Seems like a long time ago we played that game.
Yeah, and
Champaign.
And played right with them. You know? So that's a surprise. You know, there's eyebrow raisers. I think the Morton over Manuel's a jaw dropper. I mean, that one's, at least from everything we thought going in, that's even more shocking.
And then this one here tonight, as other people look at this score coming in, I think will be certainly an eyebrow raiser, if not a jaw dropper for them, to look at Galesburg losing to Dunlap by 21.
Right. I'm not at all surprised that Dunlap was able to win the game, but to just own the second half the way they did. But again, we talked with Steve at halftime, you and I said, and afterwards talked to Mike. It just had a little bit of a bad feeling at halftime,
yep,
because that first half I felt like we really had controlled it more to only have a one-point lead. And then it really was a carbon copy of the last meeting we had with these guys. They went on one nice run, and that was
in the fourth quarter.
That was enough to give them that comfort zone, and you get behind them, and then you got problems.
So our final order of business on what turns out to be the final game of the season for the Silver Streaks is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And with everything else that we've been looking at and looking over and working our way through up here, we really haven't talked about Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim, your thoughts first. I've got my thoughts.
Well, as things wound down, we didn't have anybody step up at crunch time. There really wasn't a crunch time.
Nope.
I mean, it was I think if you're Dunlap, you're probably leaning toward Webb. I thought he was really the difference maker for them.
Yep.
I guess I've got to think with Ethan hitting the three three-pointers, and we got nothing else in the second half. I mean, he was it offensively.
One basket from Tyson Parks.
Yeah, so I don't know there's any other direction we can go, honestly.
That's exactly what my thoughts were as well. So Ethan gets our final Crunch Time Player of the Game for the season as the Streaks fall 60-39. They end the year 22-11. Dunlap moves on 20-12. They will play the winner of Peoria Notre Dame and Peoria Richwoods at the sectional, which also features Morton with a big upset win at Peoria Emanuel and Dixon. So quite the unusual sectional, and the Silver Streaks would have loved to have been a part of that one.
Yeah,
but it wasn't meant to be.
The door is wide open this year. There is no monster in Peoria. I mean, there's no Peoria Central. For years, there's always been a giant looming there that you just weren't going to beat. This year, it's anybody's game.
Well, Dixon's won 23 games. Other than that, we really don't know anything about him. But I'll tell you what, if Dunlap plays the way they played tonight, I like their chances a lot.
Yeah, they're probably, I don't know. Morton's got to be doing something right to beat Limestone and Manuel back-to-back, and they're big.
But there's a lot of familiarity between those two.
Yeah.
So, just like this one here tonight.
And from what we've garnered, Richwoods has been playing some really good ball. Now we don't know what's happened to them tonight. Who knows? Maybe they lost too. But I think if they win and if they won somewhat decisively, I think they probably go into that sectional as the favorite. But the way things are going, maybe that's not the label you want this year.
No, certainly not. Our thanks to Nick Simpson for being our primary engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on WGIL. Several people have taken the role, but Nick's done the brunt of it, so we appreciate all he's done for us and for you folks listening in, because Nick gets a lot of credit for making sure you're getting what we're telling you about. So our thanks to Nick. Jim, always a pleasure. It's great to be back with you now for my fourth year back after being away for a few years. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Likewise, and I hope you're back for year number five, because we got a lot of players coming back next year and should be a lot of fun, hoping for another 20-plus wins and maybe a little longer run in the postseason.
Got to believe this one will set pretty hard with these kids for a long time, and that'll be a driving force for them for next year.
Not a doubt. I'm sure Mike Reynolds will be making plans. He might take a week off to clear his mind, but after that, they're back picking towards next season.
22-11 is how the Silver Streaks finish, falling to Dunlap 60-39. The Eagles are regional champs as they move on with a 20-12 record. For Nick Simpson, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball this season, and good night from Geneseo.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.